This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
How about doing ENN then?
This is ENN, don't you know?
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Well, yeah, but what do I care about underwear trends?
That's right.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, what happened?
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
It is ENN, don't you know? Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to ENN on this Wednesday, November 4th, 2020, the day after Election Day. Well, it's still kind of Election Day. And I'd like to start off today, if I can, by saying good evening to my good friend, Michael Kay. This was worth
all of a sudden, you're a clock watcher, okay?
And then I'd like to say good evening to Don.
We're way past the clock time.
That's right. We are starting a bit late today. But it was an important conversation about general practitioners and nurse practitioners.
Is that right?
Yeah. And things of that nature. We're going to start off with a nice New York Giants story. I haven't heard this audio yet, but I heard it's very compelling from Logan Ryan, the Giants safety, talking about how a doctor saved his wife's life, and the Giants trainer, actually, may have saved his wife's life. So this is a bit of a long cut here, but a very interesting story from the Giants' Logan Ryan.
I just want to talk about something I don't think people really much know about Joe and this organization. I know we talk about wins and losses. I don't want to take up too many people's time. But after the game, my wife flew down to Florida to go vote, a very important state for this vote. My wife actually flew down there to go vote and check on our house. We have a house in Florida. And she was having some stomach pains. And it was 1 a.m. And I was banged up after the game as well. And I was leaving the stadium at 1 a.m. And she was telling me about some pain she had in her stomach. And I told her, you know, she wanted to sleep it off and she was in extreme pain, but she said she'll wait till the morning. I talked to one of our trainers about the symptoms. He said, no, she needs to go to the ER. My wife ended up going to the ER and they ended up catching, I don't want to butcher the word, ectopic pregnancy, where the egg was in the wrong place in her fallopian tube and it was about to burst. So she ended up going to emergency surgery is what I'm dealing with right now. And they ended up saving her and ended up preventing a lot of what could have been done. And I was a trainer on our team, Justin Mayer, and telling my wife to go to the ER at 1 a.m. Could have saved her life or saved a lot of internal bleeding there. And that's the type of organization that we have here. And honestly, I wasn't going to talk about that. That's what, you know, and my kids are okay. My wife is recovering well. She's okay. This happened, you know, all yesterday. And Joe said, you know, if you need to fly to Florida, don't worry about football. And that's what Joe is as a man and as a coach. I know we care about X and O's and winning and losing, but there's really good people here. That's why I came here. There's really good trainers here. There's really a lot of people behind the scenes that are working really hard for us to get wins. And I'll do everything I can to play for a coach like that and to play for an organization like this because, you know, if that wasn't the case, I don't know if my wife would be here today. And honestly, I'm extremely grateful for this organization and for Joe and for everyone to understand, you know, things bigger than football, especially this year.
That's awesome. Just awesome. And by the way, Logan Ryan is a star waiting to happen. I mean, he's a great-looking guy. I heard him on an interview a couple of weeks ago. I said, wow, this guy's really, really good. He could be a TV star, and he happens to be a pretty good player. And what a testament to the Giant organization and to Joe Judge that he just gave. I mean, Judge said, don't worry about football. Just fly down. That's what you want. That's the type of boss that you'll run through a wall for.
And it's, you know, when I was doing what I do, and trying to judge Joe Judge only off of his initial press conference in which it was all downhill football, hard-nosed football, blue-collar lunch pail, we didn't know who he was as a guy. And now, as time goes on, you're seeing that while he preaches kind of this hard-nosed football stuff, he's got a lot more depth to him when it comes to the relationship with his players. And that's exactly what you want to see and hear about.
Yeah, when I was talking to Jordan today, Jordan Ronan, he was just raving about what a conversationalist he is, how easy he is to talk to. And that's all I kind of wanted to know, Peter, when they hired him. Is this just going to be some Belichick wannabe, or is this just who he is? And if that's who he is, then that's fine. But I didn't want him to pretend or fake it. But getting to know him a little bit, having him on, I had a chance to talk to him at the Eli Manning press conference when he retired, seeing him coach, hearing a story like that. He's his own man.
No, he's – and honestly, he's not that Belichickian, like from a personality standpoint.
No, he has one.
Exactly. It felt that way when you're basing it off of one press conference. And listen, our job is to instant react. I don't feel bad about how I reacted. You're listening to audio and making the best guess you can. I'm happy I've been proven wrong, though. He's got a lot to him, this Joe Judge. I'm with you, Michael. I think he is a Hall of Famer.
I saw it first. I'm going to take credit. I jumped on the bandwagon well before anybody else.
Yeah, and again,
I'm 1-7, and I'm still there.
And again, I think it's weird the way you did it. It was so aggressive. It was so hard. And you did it with no information. I'm doing it with information.
You don't know what information I have.
Right. That's exactly. The information was a big screen TV sent to your house by the New York Giants.
Oh, stop.
65 inches.
Insulting. First of all, you can't get my. You cannot get my endorsement with a 65-inch TV. We got we're talking at least 120-inch TV.
And a beautiful
to get my attention.
And I heard, and this is strange, but I heard it was also a beautiful pair of leather pants that they gave you. And you were a huge fan, and that was it. You said, yeah, sure, I'll ride with Judge.
Which he has worn, I think, on the show, but nobody has seen it.
It's called Buttercloth.
That's what they call it. That's the company. They make a really nice pair of leather jeans.
What's the company called again?
It's called Buttercloth.
Got it.
How great. That would be a great name.
It is
a
name.
For a clothing company.
It is.
No, it's not the is it the clothing company? I thought it was
going to be a sponsor on our show.
I thought it was a kind of cloth.
No, it's a clothing company. You know what it's called, Don?
It's called Buttercloth.
I thought it was the kind of cloth. I had no idea. I don't shop at the.
It is the kind of cloth, and that's the name of the company.
I'm sorry that I'm passionate.
Well, there you go. I don't know.
If they don't turn that, if someone doesn't drop a beat and just start dropping in, it's called Buttercloth on the beat. It's an opportunity lost.
Rick DiPietro just texted me.
Here we go.
He said that Don's physical sounds like he takes the physical at Orchids of Asia.
I knew that's where he was going.
That's not right. This woman, Samantha is her name. I can't pronounce her last name.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. Don't try then.
Is
I'm sure she's
works
great.
Works her tail off. She don't need this.
Right.
She did a fabulous job, and she's very good at what she does. And I don't know where in the pecking order to become a doctor, but you know what? I'd rather see her than a doctor. How about that?
Well, then you're out of your mind.
Well, you don't know.
You're out of your mind.
You don't think it's possible that a nurse practitioner could be better at her job than the doctor?
Well, no. The nurse practitioner could be better at her job or his job than the doctor, but the doctor's still the doctor. They can actually perform surgery on you.
Quack, quack. The surgery was not being performed. If they're going to open me up, Michael, I want a doctor.
exactly. That's a different story.
But we're going for basically take my blood pressure, draw blood, right?
Yeah.
You feel around the lymph nodes, right?
Yeah, grab
That's all you
to,
do.
But
you
know, that's not a real physical is what I'm saying. It's not a real physical.
Don, Michael, when Michael goes for a physical, they actually cut open his sternum, separate his chest, take out each organ and shine it. When you're that rich, that's what they do.
That's what
if
they
I
do.
Could do it, I would.
But if you're talking about, you said a stress test, then you go to a cardiologist for that.
But my cardiologist is my general practitioner.
Oh, aren't you special?
Oh.
And by the way, Don, you know how you're a normal human being and you call up on November 4th and go, hey, I'd like to get a physical. And they go, cool, we'll see you January 15th. When Michael calls, they go, hey, what time should we be over to your house?
Well, I was going to say,
we'll bring
Michael
the whole doctor's office. What
Michael
time?
Calls from the road saying, listen, I'm on my way.
Right. I'm in the car. Clearance's face. It's the caster. Let's hear from Bruce Arians on the potential role of Antonio Brown, shall we?
Yeah, it really depends how the game goes. If we're successful with the package that we put him in, we'll probably run it more. He'll have his role, and it could be 10 plays. It could be 35 plays. I wouldn't anticipate 60 plays for sure, but, we'll just see how it goes.
My new favorite character on the show that I'm developing, TMI Bruce. Hey, listen, I'll tell you what. We're going to go out there and play this weekend. And I'll tell you what, we play well. Afterwards, I might go to the strip club. You know what I mean? I might do it. Get me a lap dance.
I'm not saying there won't be 60 plays. I mean, there could be 50. Now, right. If you were to ask me, would there be 52? I think that's on the table.
It's on the table.
49 52. Is as well.
And
do
by the way,
not
I'll tell you
ignore
what.
49.
I'll tell you what. Am I going to run a wide receiver sweep with AB? I'm not going to run a WR sweep with AB. Do I get my plays from an old Sega Madden game? I'm not saying I do. I'm not saying I don't. I'm just here. And do me and Tom get along? Hell, I can't stand him. But, hey, we're here, right?
We don't have to get along.
You ain't got to get along. I'll tell you what, though. His wife, last night when I got home, I had alone thoughts. I had alone thoughts about her. Anyway, it's next question.
Wait, did you just morph into Freddie Kitchens?
It's a mix. It's Arians and Keith.
I had alone thoughts.
When I got home, I had alone thoughts about Gisele Bündchen. And my daddy said, if I ever catch you with my Penthouse Letters magazine again, I'm gonna kill you. But guess what? I'll be damned if I didn't steal every single issue of Penthouse Letters. I let them sit for about a month after he got to use them, and then I used them for my adult alone reading.
Freddie, can I got a question about Brady.
Go ahead.
Well, let's say that whoever might be the top talk show host in the country.
Freddie Keith.
Other than the three of us. Let's whoever the top one is, we hire that person to be the fourth person in the show.
Freddie Keith.
Okay. Under what circumstance would I invite that person to stay at my home? What is the deal with Tom Brady always having Antonio Brown? How
Loves
close
the guy.
Can they be? I mean, they're beautiful hotels in Tampa. Beautiful. I think Antonio Brown could live in a hotel. Why does he have to live with Tom Brady and his family? I don't get it. What is their connection?
Why are you doubting them? Let them be friends.
They could be friends, but it seems odd. Does he have every new signee, like, bunk over?
No, he likes AB.
Okay.
I think there's...
You'll play along?
Maybe it just comes down to this. Let's come on over. We've got to go over the playbook. And you're welcome to stay because we're just going to work really late. No, you don't have a place to stay. Just stay at my house. I got tons of rooms. It'd be just easier.
I can see if Tom, if they played football at the Ponderosa and there was no hotels within, hundreds of miles. I'll give Antonio a list of the great hotels in Tampa. Tampa's a wonderful city.
I'm sure his house is like a hotel. So if he's got like 100 rooms, why not stay in one of the rooms? That way we can get to work right away.
Oh, so what are they? They wear their snuggies and they sit in front of the fire and they look at the playbook.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm good.
I don't like that you doubt their friendship. I think they love each other. I think they care for each other, and I think that's what matters, frankly. So
Sidney Crosby stayed with Mario Lemieux when he came into the league.
Lived with him for a couple of years.
Well, that's because Sidney Crosby was a child. He was a kid. He's 18 years old.
Yeah. You could have gotten a hotel room. There's beautiful hotels in Pittsburgh.
Some
of the
best.
Right by the ballpark.
See? What do you think about that?
Well, even Ryan Hurley is killing me.
What did he say?
He goes, you hate people, so it doesn't compute for you.
Right. That's a.
It is true.
That's a great point.
People are just like a nuisance to you.
I don't trust a lot of people. That's why.
Whatever happened.
You don't trust anybody. You don't even trust your neighbors to eat their food.
If you don't
go to a bar, so if one of your neighbors has a barbecue, you're not going because they might poison the food.
No, I'll go, and then I'll have a burger on the plate, and when they're not looking, I'll throw it in the garbage.
Oh, my God. Don't invite them.
Or if I see somebody from the family eating a burger, and I watch assiduously as they put the burgers on the grill, and I know that it wasn't specifically mine, then I'll eat it.
You know what? I'd request to move on, Peter, if I thought this was just like a joke. But this is serious.
No, he thinks people just want to kill him. It's really sad and deeply troubling. Let's move on.
I wonder how I sleep at night with this stuff going on in my head.
You got a war inside your head. It's a great suicidal tendency song.
The 49ers have shut down their facility due to a COVID-19 situation, according to Schefty. They're scheduled to host the Packers game tomorrow night on Thursday Night Football. What's the line on that? I'm interested.
Yeah, see, you got to be careful.
Got to be careful.
Thursday is just
6-12 since we started doing this, and if we had picked what we thought last week, we'd be 6-14 on Thursday night.
I'd like to see the number though,
because I got the number right here. You guys continue.
Thank you.
I got it right here.
All right, then I will. We mentioned it earlier, but Golden Tate's wife went on Twitter to express her dismay with the amount that her husband's getting the ball. Getting so many texts throughout the game. GT wide open, wide open, wide open. I know, she said on an IG story. I mean, yeah, given one chance in the fourth quarter, of course he comes down with the ball.
5.5 points, Packers favorite.
Oh, they're begging you to bet the Pack. That's almost a tricky line. That they're tricking you. That stinks. That stinks to high heaven.
What should it be?
9.5.
Yeah.
It should, RJ, you would agree, right?
Wait,
where is it? Where is it?
COVID issues.
Where is it, Michael?
It's in not San Francisco. They play outside of San Francisco. But it's
out west.
Yes.
Okay, and it's 5.5. Okay. No, that's right. It should be 9.5 in Green Bay. That's right.
Also, you know, we kind of glossed over something.
Listen, it's not the craziest thing I've heard.
Right.
He said that ESPN has pulled the show out of New York because they're hearing things. What does that mean?
The way I took it is because there's been a heavy police presence just in case there are any riots.
I thought it was something with COVID.
No.
That's what I thought, Peter, right? Because, like, what if they close things down? You can't get there.
It's because of the boarding up of all the businesses.
Gotcha. Okay, that's
actually
sense.
Very smart.
Yeah, and by the way, you saw, I mean, the riots yesterday were just, whew, man, how did you?
It is amazing, though. They pulled Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin out, and probably Greeny Show. RJ's left to fend for himself.
Oh, yeah. They didn't say, hey, RJ, you want to do the show remote?
Yeah,
because RJ could probably
come to Bristol, RJ.
He could probably do it from Bristol.
Of course, you can do it from
anywhere.
I can
see the management call to RJ. RJ, listen, there could be riots with the election, so when you head over to the offices, just be careful.
Yeah, RJ, if you're still using the company vehicle, we just want to make sure you park it somewhere safe.
Well, actually, RJ, just for tonight, if you're using the company vehicle, don't. Can you just take, you know,
public
somebody else's car?
Yeah, or walk to work. Thanks. Be a doll.
Be a doll.
We'd appreciate
doll.
That.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Golden Tate's wife, 11 years in the NFL. I've never said something like this online, but it's excruciating to watch and killing his stats this year. But you can't have yards if there's no targets. She even said, I know he's going to kill me for saying this, so it might get deleted soon. Really? Okay.
Oh, she's also an influencer, right?
Oh, she is?
Yeah, that's what I read.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's not very popular in the Giants clubhouse today. He was told to go ahead and chill for a day or two, and we'll be back tomorrow. But they decided to give him a little break between the yelling at Daniel Jones the other day and the outburst of his wife. They told Golden Tate to...
No. Now, think about the optic, right? We love to use that word.
Optic.
So you got one player praising the organization for helping his wife out and allowing him, if he wanted to be with his wife and skip practice because that's the kind of place this is, and this is why I wanted to come play here. And then on the same day, you've got, you know, a guy getting suspended because his wife's complaining he doesn't get the ball. So how's that look?
It's weird.
Come on. It's just these diva wide receivers, man. I don't get it.
Wide receivers.
Yeah, so Daniel Jones is like, you know, the guy's trying to play to prove that he belongs in the National Football League. He's getting hammered by the media. He's having to answer questions about, you know, can you do it? You keep turning the ball over. losing a game that they should have won on national television. And he's thinking to himself, yeah, Golden's wide open, man. But you know what? I'm going to force this one into Slayton because I just don't like him. Come on. Does that make any sense? Honestly. So what would be the motivation for him not to throw the ball to you? Or what would be the motivation of Jason Garrett, first year as the offensive coordinator of the Giants, trying to win games, trying to prove that he deserved the job, and says, I'm just going to randomly just not throw to a guy that's wide open? Well, let's design plays so we don't take advantage of our number one receiver.
Slayton and Shepard are probably going to be there as we move forward, and Tate, his time there is short, and they don't have that much owing him after this year. So maybe they want to develop the other wide receivers more. Pegon.
Wait a minute. But I'm also trying to develop my quarterback, okay? So, yeah, I'd like Ingram to do some things. He's a first-round pick. But, you know, I'm forcing it to Slayton, who's a fifth-round pick, to mature him. But I'm not going to have my quarterback, who is the most important person to mature and get better and gain confidence, and not throw to my number one receiver. Come on. It makes zero sense. Now, I don't know why he's not getting the ball. I would probably venture to guess that maybe he's not quite as open as he thinks he is. Is that possible?
Oh, we'd have to ask Mrs. Tate.
Because he was open in the end zone, and guess what? Jones threw it to him.
Remember Larry Tate? Was he one of the great sitcom characters of all time from Bewitched?
Yeah.
Oh, he was great.
What was the... what was his title? Like,
he was the president of Darren's company or something.
Yeah, so what did he do again?
I don't know.
Salesman or something?
It wasn't the point of the show.
Guys,
I know, but you just threw
down
out what a great character he was.
He was, because he was kind of like a suck-up sort of guy, and yeah, he was a great character.
So, Don, remember we talked the other day about how it can be difficult to get the ticket for certain people?
Yes.
Well, DirecTV may not have the ticket very long.
Mm.
According to the Sports Business Journal.
That would kill DirecTV, by the way.
The NFL Sunday ticket is likely to hit the open market in the next round of NFL media negotiations. DirecTV pays an average of $1.5 billion per year for an exclusive deal that ends after the 2022 season. The NFL is currently negotiating a new deal. And sources say DirecTV has shown tepid interest at best. Right now, it seems virtually certain that DirecTV will not have the out-of-market package exclusively.
Oof.
The future is unclear, but there are a few possibilities out there. You got Apple Plus, Peacock, ESPN Plus. A lot of options, but it may not be a DirecTV situation.
How about if they gave it to an actual over-the-air or even a cable, like TBS? The amount of eyeballs they'd get watching that.
Well, how do you do that? You got so many games.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, hold on, though. Well, no, because even with Turner during the tournament, they run four channels.
Yeah. No, it's about giving it to Dish Network or Spectrum or something like that. But is it possible that you can just have everybody bid on it and everybody have it?
Did you see Andrew Marchand's story?
About, I try not to read it.
You're an idiot. So, Disney is making a play for Sunday Night Football.
You know what this means.
And they're making plays for the CBS and the Fox package.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
They want to have every... So why not just do the ticket?
Well...
They want everything?
They're trying to get a major weekend, a Sunday, because then they get the best game. I mean, they pay the most money, and they get the worst games. And the reason they pay the most money is because they get access to unlimited use of their highlights. That's what they're paying the money for.
You know what? This means only one thing.
What's that?
If we get Sunday Night Football again,
right?
Time to get Mike Patrick and Joe Theismann on the line, baby. You know what I'm talking about. My guy. Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, great.
You know what? You're such a broadcast guy, but whenever I bring up my love of Mike Patrick, you go quiet. What's the problem with you and Mike Patrick?
I have no problem with Mike Patrick. I like Mike Patrick. He's a grand
person.
There
was a time where ESPN, think about this, Peter. Their Sunday night game on ESPN had Patrick and Theismann.
Oh,
and Sunday night baseball had Miller and Morgan.
Oh!
How great was that?
I mean, are you kidding me? Miller, Morgan.
Doesn't get better.
Patrick Theismann, it gets no better.
By the way, you have to congratulate Dan Shulman, one of the finalists for the Ford Frick Award for the Baseball Hall of Fame. Yeah,
very cool.
You know what?
And then when ESPN
had
hockey,
to do it, but I want to.
You'd have Thorne and Clement.
Wow, it's a great point. And I'll tell you what, Dan Shulman, the man's voice. It's the vocal equivalent. Feel
me on this. It's called buttercloth.
You're in the same ballpark. I was going to say, Dan Shulman's voice is the vocal equivalent of red velvet cake. Okay?
Wow.
Silky smooth. Mm. Beautiful pipes on that man.
By the way, thank you, Tim.
I texted him congratulations.
Yeah.
And he texts me back. He goes, thank you. I'm truly, truly humbled by this. And I said, don't you dare be humble. You flip the bat, you stare at it, and just wait for it to clear the wall. And he wrote back, he goes, I actually laughed out loud at that.
Yeah.
And you're right.
Because he thinks you're kidding, and we know better.
I'm not kidding. You know me, Don.
But I don't think he knows you the way we know you.
No, he knows me.
By the way, thanks to Tim on Twitter, McMahon and Tate Advertising.
Okay.
Was the company. So they were Mad Men before Mad Men.
Yeah. And, you know, one of their partners was married to a witch.
Right. So imagine, sprinkle that into Mad Men. That should be the show. Have Mad Men, but have it be where he works there, and then you've got the whole witch factor.
Right. Don Draper would be married to a witch.
Yes.
I love it.
On this day in 2003.
Okay, 2003.
It's up your alley, Don.
Got to be hockey then.
That's right.
All that Don knows.
Let's do that hockey.
He's a one-trick pony, confirmed.
That Don knows.
I knew that would count.
It's hockey, man. All right, so November 4th, 2003.
9 minutes ago, the Maple Leafs announced that Joe Thornton has signed a one-year contract with Toronto. Good or bad? Why'd they do it?
What do you mean, good or bad?
What? Oh, that was a
why
drop.
Would
RJ I forgot.
Save that?
I forgot that was a drop.
Good. That's why he saved it, because it was good. All right, so this is early 03-04 season.
You have to realize that in hockey.
I don't know.
All right, you put in a good effort. Mark Messier becomes the number two scorer in NHL history by getting two goals in the Rangers' 3-0 victory over the Stars. On this day in 2001, though.
The chance of a lifetime for Luis Gonzalez. 2-2, bottom of the ninth. Game 7 of the World Series. Bases loaded.
Sorry to bring it up, but it did happen.
How is that not a great call? How do people end up hating?
Because Yankee fans hear that call and say, oh, see, he was rooting for the Diamondbacks.
Oh, because he got excited because the team won a championship?
He should have done it like this. Here's the pitch. Base hit, and there you have it. There you have it.
You better give another day. And if you're going to play that, you better give another day.
Okay. On this day in history.
2009, the Yankees enter their 27th World Championship.
Championship number two. Michael, want to make up the last call for us?
Ground ball, Cano, over to Teixeira, and the Yankees are champions again.
Listen, I appreciate the hockey talk, but how did you have that over Messier becoming second place? That's
trying to curry favor with you.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.